What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. So many interesting things are happening this week. The Dining Room will be at the Samuel Wagner Middle School in Winterport this weekend and next. The Dining Room is a mosaic of 18 interrelated scenes where 7 actors play more than 50 roles to paint a portrait of upper middle class WASP life. It's set in the heart of a family home. The theatrical experience explores tradition, change, intimate human connection through clever, overlapping vignettes. The actors for The Dining Room will include Ed Russell, Blaine Shaw, Ralph Chapman, Susan Harris Hall, and Riley Griffith. For more information on this play, showing this weekend and next, go to winterportopenstage.net. Need an excuse to get out and about this weekend? It's the 14th annual Maine Pottery Tour. You can get the full map and info at mainepotterytour.org, but 3, yes, 3 Brooklyn Potteries are participating in the statewide tour. Random Pottery, the Brooklyn Pottery Co-op, and OH Pottery. I'm drinking coffee out of an OH cup right now. These Brooklyn Potteries are just 3 of more than 100 statewide. That's an overwhelming number of studios to visit. But at mainepotterytour.org, you can use the interactive map and create your own tour. But be quick. Studios open today at 10. Most are open 10 to 5 today, and 11 to 4 on Sunday. Again, mainepotterytour.org to make your own map. Colloquy Down East is concluding its 2025-26 season with 2 excursions into beloved books. You can check them out and register at colloquydowneast.org. So beginning this week, writers Ann Manson and Ellen Borum will lead discussion of Big Ideas in Books for Young Readers. There's a focus on middle grade novels written for kids roughly 9 to 14. Participants will examine how authors cloak big ideas in deceptively simple plots and characterization, with tips for aspiring writers if the group desires. Another colloquy, Down the Mississippi with the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, led by Nan Dah, an associate professor of literature at Johns Hopkins, begins in early June. Among the topics for this colloquy will be author Mark Twain's singular achievement in the art of finding escape velocity from broken families and broken systems. Again, you can find out more and register at colloquydowneast.org. Another theater option, On Island, is a joint production between Opera House Arts and the Reach Performing Arts Center. The play is directed by John Lincoln and performed on the Opera House stage in Stonington Friday, May 8th and Saturday, May 9th. Written by novelist and screenwriter Susan Minot. Right there on Susan's website is how to pronounce her last name. That is so helpful in radio. Susan's a thoughtful and also award-winning novelist, short story writer, poet, playwright, and screenwriter. On Island is set on a beautiful summer day on an island in Maine. We will have these again, I promise. The play is a celebration of the uniqueness of island living. It's a story about a working boatyard, summer picnics, families, friends, loves lost, and loves found. Go to operahousearts.org to get tickets to the play. It's happening May 7th and May 8th in Stonington. Didn't budget for a vacation this year? Photojournalist Robin Bowman has us covered. Her show, Sitting in the Mud, a year-long walkabout in East Africa, is up at the Blue Hill Public Library. Okay, Sitting in the Mud maybe doesn't sound like a vacation, although it is mud season. We're invited to the reception happening May 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. You can go to bhpl.net for details on Robin's show, Sitting in the Mud, the year-long walkabout she had in East Africa. Happy birthday, WERU. Did you know the station just turned 38? A perfect way to say happy birthday is with a donation. You can call the station right now, 207-469-6600, and chat with a super nice volunteer, or you can indulge your introvert and go to weru.org and see your pledging options there. I know you want the thank you bumper sticker, so you can join the WERU tribe. We thank you for listening, for joining, for donating. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street? Looking forward to seeing you at the next fun thing.